Well, the 142nd Kentucky Derby took place over the weekend, and there was no horsing around for the thoroughbred Nyquist, who took home the crown. Now, the name Nyquist rings a bell for fans of Detroit Red Wings hockey, seeing as though the horse was named after Detroit Red Wings forward Gustav Nyquist. And speaking of Detroit teams, the Tigers were left wishing that the weekend magic of Nyquist would have rubbed off on them. The club has now lost six straight after a weekend sweep at the hands of the Texas Rangers. Al Martin, host of WKAR's Current Sports, joins us now.
Mark, how you doing?
A different kind of weekend with the Kentucky Derby.
Yes.
And, boy, the Tigers seem to be on a real swoon here early in the season. Let's start with the Tigers. I mean, you and I were here a week ago. They had just come off winning six straight. What's happened in the past 7 days?
Well, I'll tell you what, Mark. What I always say with the game of baseball, she loves me, she loves me not. Okay, and right now the Tigers have clearly picked the wrong pedal when looking at this weekend series against the Texas Rangers. An 8-3 loss, as you mentioned, now six straight losses. But it's so interesting, Mark, because, you know, again, last week when I was on, when the Tigers were, when they had that five-game win streak, a big component as to why they were in a groove, if you will, was because of their bullpen. Their bullpen didn't even allow a run last weekend. But if you look at what occurred yesterday, it was quite the opposite. Justin Verlander, this is something I've harped on all year, with the exception of Jordan Zimmermann, who's a starting pitcher for the Detroit Tigers. For the most part, the starting pitcher for the Tigers has been a bit shoddy. Yesterday, it was absolutely fantastic. We saw Justin Verlander show shades of the Justin Verlander of the past. He allowed three hits over, seven scoreless innings. He struck out nine. And also, JV passed a bit of a milestone here. He moved past, actually, Jack Morris into sole possession of second place on the Tigers' all-time strikeouts list. And we all know that Mickey Lolich is the all-time leader. So JV goes out there, has a fantastic game up until the eighth inning. And that's when Brad Ausmus, third-year manager for the Detroit Tigers, decided to go to his bullpen. And then everything just completely explodes on him. You saw in that eighth inning, seven runs were scored.
Yeah.
Brad Ausmus went to Justin Wilson and Mark Lowe in the eighth. And, you know, Bobby Wilson, an interesting tie there. Bobby Wilson is the guy who really gave the Rangers the lead in that inning. If you remember a few weeks ago, Bobby Wilson was a Detroit Tiger who has now signed a contract with the Texas Rangers. He's the guy who really started that rally for him. And then, you know, Francisco Rodriguez, he comes in the ninth and gives up a run. So we saw the bullpen completely destroy a gem from Justin Verlander yesterday, Mark.
What about our offense?
The offense, and this is the thing. You heard a lot of chatter when concerning Brad Ausmus on the hot seat this year. He's in his third year, and justifiably so. I mean, this is a roster that is built, when you look at it on paper, that is built to compete for a World Series, if not win one, and hasn't yet. They're going on they've been on a roller coaster all season, but you can't put all this on Brad Ausmus, though, especially yesterday, Mark, because when you talk about hitting, J.D. Martinez, he goes 0 for 4. Anthony Gose, he struck out three times, Mark. Victor Martinez and Justin Upland, they go hitless the entire game. If you want to compete for World Series championships, your stars have to show up, and that clearly did not happen yesterday.
So it's not just the bullpen.
Not
it
just
is
the bullpen.
We're struggling at the plate as well. To get to the Kentucky Derby, Nyquist was not a horse who got the acclaim of American Pharoah last year, even though Nyquist was the favorite. How come?
Well, I tell you what, Mark, anytime a horse wins a triple crown, the hype is so real that it's hard to duplicate that. Now, I say that I'm going to kind of try to, you know, kind of contradict myself with this statement here, because when you look at the last triple crown winners before American Pharoah last year, Mark, back to back years, the feat was accomplished. If you remember back in 1977 and the following year in 1978, Seattle Slew and Affirmed won it back-to-back years. But it's such a crazy feat to think about one horse winning, again, the top three races in horse racing to claim the Triple Crown. It's so rare that lightning strikes twice, even though it did back in the 70s. So that's why when you look at this year, American Pharoah just won it. Can a horse really follow what American Pharoah did? So that's the reason why I believe that Nyquist isn't getting the hype that American Pharoah did last year. But at the same time, it was so impressive what Nyquist has done this year, and again, winning the Kentucky Derby in the length that he did, it was pretty impressive, Mark.
Al Martin, host of WKAR's Current Sports. Al's got more this afternoon at 1 p.m. and every weekday at 1 on AM 870 WKAR in Current Sports TV, which airs every Thursday night at 10:30 on WKAR-TV. Al will have more on the Kentucky Derby, the Tigers, and lots more this afternoon. Thank you, sir.
Hey, thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.